Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Jolly Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're amazing patrons and you support us here.
Thank you.
Welcome to the first Geek History Lesson Extra of 2018. We're in 2018, Ashley.
We're old.
Yes, and the world is old as well. But you know, something that isn't old, movies. There are going to be a lot of movies coming out in 2018.
I mean, movies are like 100 years old. They're pretty
movies.
Old.
Movies. Ashley.
Jason.
Are there any movies you're excited for in 2018, like off the top of your head?
I am super hyped for Black Panther.
Yeah.
It comes out
pretty early in
2018. It does. Yep. Thank goodness.
It's right around the corner.
It really is.
Yeah.
I've been a little lukewarm on Marvel movies for the last couple years.
Ashley, I'm the internet, and I know for a fact that you hate Marvel.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't like Marvel, Ashley.
You're right.
Of course I'm right. I'm the internet.
Tell that to my 7 Spider-Man action figures hanging from dental floss in my bedroom. So I've not been super warm towards the recent... I haven't been excited for a lot of the recent Marvel movies. I've liked a bunch of them.
Sure.
I really liked Doctor Strange. It was probably the last one I really, really liked. Spider-Man was fine. But Black Panther...
I like Civil War.
But yeah. I like Doctor Strange better than Civil War. But anyway, Black Panther... Marvel's been real slow on the uptick with their not having a white man leading their movies. Despite the fact that they have a lot of great characters of color, a lot of great women, even characters that I'm not necessarily a fan of, but that people have been clamoring for a Black Widow movie, like, forever. So, like...
Why haven't they made that
I don't know
movie?
Why we haven't
That's
made
crazy.
It yet.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's obviously a box office draw. People went and saw Lucy, for God's sake. So, like, you could make a Black Widow movie and people would see it.
Sure.
I think Black Panther stands to be an important turning point in their... process moving forward,
yep.
I guess, and in representation. But also, I think that everyone working on it understands the impact it could have, particularly in the wake of Wonder Woman.
Sure.
And it looks the most different of every Marvel movie I've seen. And that's been my problem with a lot of Marvel movies.
That's what excites me a lot.
Is they're homogenized, which is what was so great about Doctor Strange, was it felt different.
Yep.
And this Afrofuturism punk thing that they have going on, I think looks amazing. And they did exactly what you had said they should do when we were first discussing the Black Panther movie. They went out and got the royalty of black actors in Hollywood to be cast in this movie, and I'm just dying to see.
It's a really strong cast.
Yeah, and yeah. I hope it does for another underrepresented community what Wonder Woman did for women.
I'm with you. I'm excited for Black Panther. Mm-hmm. I think Black Panther. I'm more excited for Black Panther, I think, than Infinity War. Although I'm excited for Infinity War, but like I'm more excited for Black Panther, I think.
I feel like I'm excited for Infinity War from like a freak show standpoint. Like I want to see if it's going to be amazing or if it's going to be a train wreck.
Just a mess.
Because to me, there's no middle ground. It's either going to be groundbreaking and astounding or it's going to be not great.
I will say this. The Russo brothers, for me, have been 2 for 2.
In terms of Marvel movies. I could not be happier that they're the people tackling
exactly. It. Now, if this was Joss Whedon doing the Infinity War, I don't know.
Mm-hmm,
especially after Age of Ultron. But since this is the Russo brothers, I'm going to trust the Russo brothers, and I'm going to trust that it's going to be pretty crazy.
I hope so.
Pretty crazy good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm also excited for Aquaman.
Yeah?
To be honest with you. Yeah, I'm just very intrigued because that Jason Momoa is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, it's one of these, it's like the idea, your circus metaphor.
Yeah.
Can they pull off an underwater movie?
You're right.
Can they do it?
I do like what James Wan has been saying about it in the press and the parts that he's going to be folding in from Justice League and the parts that he's going to just sort of tactfully ignore in his filmmaking. I also think bringing a horror director in for this type of movie could be... really interesting, and having a strong directorial voice, not necessarily an auteur, but like on Wonder Woman is what really made it work. So I'm hoping that Aquaman could pull off the same thing.
Now let's move into television a little bit. Ashley, are there any television shows that are going to return in 2018 that you're really excited to see, like how they conclude, or any new shows?
I am really excited for Black Lightning, which comes out in about a minute. I'm hoping that if it's successful, we can fold it into the larger Arrowverse, because I don't really know why it's separate.
I think it's going to be separate until they decide that it's a hit.
I agree.
Or if it's not a hit. I think if it's successful, I think they'll connect it real quick.
I am troubled by the fact that the CW so obviously takes the show led by a character of color and led by a woman that they feel troubled by and sets them in a different universe.
Well, we don't know.
It's true.
We don't know. We could watch that pilot and it could be in the Arrowverse for all we know.
I understand because Oliver Queen is supposed to be your granddaddy superhero of the universe, even though Legends kind of already broke that, but that's fine. I really hope that they connect that he's on Supergirl's Earth. I think that would be great.
Yeah, we've mentioned that several times.
I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the conclusion of The Americans because
final season.
That show is so good, and again, like nobody's watching it.
Nobody's watching it.
So I'm dying to see that, and to see what the cast goes on to do. Like, I want Matthew Reese to go on and be a giant star because I think he deserves to. That's all I can think of right now.
I'm so excited for Westworld season 2.
Oh, of course you are.
Because we had to wait a year. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no Westworld this year.
Yeah.
Or in 2017, I mean. So we're finally getting in the spring. I'm really excited for that. I'm intrigued to see where Arrow and Legends are going in terms of superhero shows. I am also excited for Black Lightning. I'm curious about Luke Cage season 2, which we should see this year.
I am curious about it. I'm nervous about the heavy Danny Rand part of it.
Oh, is Danny Rand a heavy part of it, they said? Oh, interesting.
He's a big supporting character. It seems like it's basically going to be Heroes for Hire without calling it Heroes for Hire.
Basically, probably.
And for me, that's not a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, but I hope it's great. I hope everything is great always.
Yeah.
I really, really
do. All right. Well, I have a list of 2018 movie releases here.
Cool.
And I thought we could run through them and, get your opinions on them.
I'm excited for that Miles Morales Spider-Man movie.
Oh, the animated one.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk it out right now. What do you think, just wild throw, what do you think is the box office winner of 2018 right now at the beginning?
Black Panther has the potential to be it. It'll probably be Infinity War.
It's going
to
be Infinity War.
Unless Solo does really well, it's going to be Infinity War.
Now let's talk about right out of the gate, a movie that I know you're super excited for, Insidious: The Last Key.
I don't know what that is.
Yep, I know you're excited for it. the thing that has been kind of quietly not talked about at all, the Cloverfield.
I thought you were going to bring up that.
Is supposed to come out February 2nd.
It was supposed to come out in November. I'm so mad it didn't come out this year. I'm dying. Is it Cloverfield Station? Is that what it's called? Or is it still just called Cloverfield 3?
It's still just called Cloverfield 3.
I don't really care what that movie is. I know a little bit about it. I really love the first two installments in that franchise, and I'm looking forward to more weird Twilight Zone stuff.
Well, going off of that kind of idea, then they're going to do exactly what 10 Cloverfield Lane did. They're going to drop the trailer at the Super Bowl, and then the movie comes out, because there hasn't been a single trailer.
There hasn't been a picture.
But they did that for Cloverfield Lane as well.
Yes, which was called Valencia for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm dying for that movie to come out.
Yep. Then, as we talked about, Black Panther comes out February 10th. Annihilation comes out February 23rd. I think that movie is going to pop big. Now, it'll be interesting to see whether the director of Ex Machina can pull out the quality as well.
I will say, based on the trailer, I don't care about that movie, but we'll see what people think about it.
Then in March, we start getting into the early summer blockbusters or movies that aren't confident in the summer. March 16th, we have Tomb Raider.
Okay, so I don't care about Tomb Raider, but I do care about Walton Goggins, and I do care about Alicia Vikander.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go see it, but my hopes are not high.
I don't think it's going to do very well, to be honest with you.
That's why they put it in March.
Yep. The very next week, Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh, that movie's going to be terrible, but I'm also going to go see it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether it can actually become a hit.
I love you, John Boyega. I don't think that movie's going to work, but I will go see it.
Around the corner after that, Ready Player One.
Jesus, no, I'm not going to see that.
I'm not going to see Ready Player One.
No?
No, I won't go see it. I like that book, but none of the trailers have interested me, but Ready Player One is going to dominate the box office. Get ready for it.
Oh, for sure.
Because it is everything nostalgia that you need nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is another movie that is such a flip of the coin that could be a massive, giant hit, or it could just go away quietly. April 13th, The New Mutants.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel feel about that movie?
I mean, I'm intrigued by...
I'm going to go see it, so I guess it doesn't matter how I feel about it, really.
I'm intrigued by the trailer. I'm intrigued that they're trying to go down a different tone. But again, it could be so far afield that it just flops.
I'm intrigued by Maisie Williams, too. Mm-hmm. Like her a lot.
Then we go all the way to May. We get Avengers Infinity War, the giant, giant bastard movie that's going to eat this year up.
I'm nervous about that movie.
Now, here's where we start getting into movies on top of each other.
Oh, boy.
Because 3 weeks later... Solo, A Star Wars Story, comes out.
Not going to see it.
I have a crazy prediction about Solo. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Well, and it's based off that I didn't know what the June 1st movie was mm-hmm. until looking at this list right now, and I'm kind of burying my lead to build up the tension. The June 1st movie is going to eat Solo alive.
There's been a lot of scuttlebutt that Solo is going to be the first flop. Of the new Star Wars
ready?
Era. Tell me.
The June 1st movie, 1 week after Solo is released, is Deadpool 2.
Oh, man. Solo's toast.
Yep. I think Deadpool 2
toast.
Assassinates Solo.
Look, I don't care about Deadpool 2. It'll do well. It'll make money. I like the idea that it destroys Solo, though.
I think it will destroy Solo.
You know what would make me care about a Solo movie? If it were called Calrissian.
You mean it's called Lando?
Yeah,
called Lando. It's such a great name. June 8th, a sequel that nobody cares about, Ocean's 8, comes out.
Don't care.
Then June 15th, Pixar is banking big. The Incredibles 2.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We will be there opening night. June 22nd, an Asylum picture that looked like it has so many budgets. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Don't care.
Ugh. And here's an interesting choice. On June 29th is Sicario 2 Soldado, which I will see in theaters.
I'm looking forward to that movie.
Very interesting. They decided to release it in the middle of summer blockbuster season.
They must feel very confident in it.
July 6th, the July 4th basically weekend movie is going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then here is an interesting head-to-head. And I'm very surprised because Paramount, who is a studio that struggles a lot, could find itself in a battle against a movie that it never expected. Now, Mission Impossible 6 comes out on July 27th, the last weekend of July. I am very excited for this movie. Christian McQuarrie is returning to direct. Henry Cavill is the villain. Mm-hmm. This is the infamous mustache movie that screwed up Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
But... there's another movie that comes out on July 27th that could be problems for Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, yeah?
Teen Titans Go! The Movie.
Oh, that's interesting. Because are parents going to leave their children?
To go see Mission Impossible.
Or are they
going to
go with their children?
Yes. Teen Titans Go! Is a very, very popular TV show.
It is, and it's across more age groups than Mission Impossible.
And Mission Impossible as well is not universally beloved. It has a solid audience. Like, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation did well. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol did. Like, I would pull the Mission Impossible movies. They're akin to Star Trek movies. When they hit big, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And Teen Titans Go! Could give Mission Impossible a black eye.
Interesting. That's so interesting.
You know, I'm
looking forward to the Teen Titans movie.
If I was Paramount, I'd blink and move that movie.
Would you?
Yes.
Well, Paramount needs a hit, so.
Yeah, I would blink and move that movie to where I know it would kill, like, a September.
Or February.
The new Predator movie comes out August 3rd. Nobody cares. The Scarface remake comes out August 10th. You know, then we go into, like, you know, a lot of stuff where we don't know... you know, the doldrums of September. September 21st is interesting. That is the Robin Hood movie that stars Taron Egerton.
It'll be Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton, excuse me.
Robin Hood movies don't work.
Yep. But then October 5th, we start getting into more interesting things. That is the Venom movie is October 5th.
I don't care.
Starring Tom Hardy.
I don't care.
I have no hopes for that movie at all. Then it's interesting because this November is not going to be really a battle between Marvel movies and Warner Brothers movies because Marvel cinematic movies are done.
Mm-hmm.
They stop with Ant-Man and the Wasp.
They stop with three.
Yeah. November 2nd, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Don't care.
Which is Fox's big X-Men movie. It'll be interesting to see if that is able to do anything. And then November 16th is Fantastic Beasts 2.
Don't care.
Although, right after November 16th comes a sequel to a very, very critically acclaimed and popular movie 1 week after Fantastic Beasts. Now, do I think it can take down Fantastic Beasts? No, but I do think it's going to be trouble for Warner Brothers. November 21st, Creed 2 drops.
There's a Creed 2?
Yep. Yeah, there is a Creed 2. Creed 1 was an amazing movie, and it did well in the box office as well. So it'll be interesting to see if that is maybe because Fantastic Beasts 1, not universally loved, and was not the runaway train that the Harry Potter movies were.
No, but Harry Potter is a powerful franchise to put up Creed against.
December 14th, we have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the animated Spider-Man movie.
Dying to see it.
Which is opening up against Mortal Engines. I think it will bury Peter Jackson's Mortal Engines.
I don't know. Mortal Engines, here's the thing I will say about Mortal Engines is a wildly popular book franchise outside of the United States.
Oh, really?
It is huge. It is a very popular franchise. Also,
that could mean that it's just very, it's a good movie. It does well overseas, though.
It might, and sometimes that's enough.
Yeah.
I know Spider-Man is a big deal, but this is not Peter Parker, which is a big divergence from what we're used to seeing in Spider-Man movies. Also, even though I didn't love the teaser, that teaser got great reception.
Really?
Yes. If you went and
I didn't like that teaser either.
I didn't like, not to sound like a boastful idiot, but like I was on set for that movie covering it as press, and I think the teaser does not evoke the best parts of the movie.
Good.
But I think that movie could be a big deal.
Now, it's interesting again, because it seems like 2018 is the year of studios parking movies on top of each other.
Well, there's a lot of time for these to move.
The very next week, December 21st, Bumblebee, the Transformers prequel.
Ugh, that'll do great.
Against Aquaman. They're the same week. The exact same week.
That's interesting because the Bumblebee movie does seem, from the photos, more family-friendly than some of the other Transformers.
It's also not Michael Bay.
However, it has a female lead, which people always want to tote as like, this is problematic. So I don't... Bumblebee is going to be interesting to see what it means for the Transformers franchise if it can transcend being a Michael Bay vehicle.
Yep.
I don't want it to. I would love for Transformers to go away forever, but it'll be interesting to see. I think one of those will move.
I think so, too. And I think it's going to be Paramount.
I agree.
It's interesting because I think if you release both those movies on the same week, I think unless Aquaman has amazing, amazing critical buzz, it's a coin toss.
I agree.
I think it's literally a coin toss about which one audiences go to first.
Yeah, if those...
You can't doubt Transformers.
If the advanced reviews on Aquaman are good, it will win.
And then the movie that I think everyone's going to be talking about in 2019 comes out on Christmas Day, and that is Mary Poppins Returns.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's in that movie.
Yeah, that doesn't ensure that it's a good movie, though.
No, but people will see it.
Sure.
People saw Beauty and the Beast because Hermione was in it, and that movie was some real garbage.
And then also, supposedly on Christmas Day is supposed to be Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie that Bryan Singer walked off of, that I doubt is going to complete production, and I'm pretty certain that's not right.
I'd be surprised if that movie comes out at all, to be
There's
honest.
There's a lot of rumor. Well, that movie is like 75% done. It's apparently like...
It's not 100.
Sure. There's a lot of rumors out there right now because Ridley Scott has apparently signed to do his next movie and he hasn't announced what it is.
Mm.
And a lot of people think that Ridley is going to pick up the reins of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Are you interested in that movie?
Nope.
Me either.
But it is a movie that has sort of bounced around Hollywood for like the last decade.
Yes.
It's one of these movies that has like started production, stop, started production, stop. So it's like one of these movies that... It will get made and people will go see it just simply to be like, well, let's see if this thing actually is good, you know, taking a decade to make it. So very interesting movie year next year. Summer, while seems a little bit weaker than this summer, a lot of stuff on top. There are some movie studios that might have a tough 2018 by the end of the year.
There's a lot of interesting potential next year. Like if Tomb Raider's great,
yep,
and if Mortal Engines is great, those could become two pretty formidable franchises outside of the Harry Potter, DC, Marvel, Star Wars machine.
Sure. I want Tomb Raider to be awesome.
Oh, so do I. And I don't think it will be.
I don't think it will be either, but I will say I thought it had a great trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it had a great trailer, and I think she's a good casting.
Alicia Vikander.
For Laurie. It just, I worry now that we're too far down the road with video game movies just being bad.
I agree.
And
Tomb Raider is considered to be one of the better ones, the first
it
one.
Is, but it's like the thing, it's the idea of our friend Heath Corson has a great theory that mm-hmm. why do I want to watch a movie about a video game when I've already played that adventure
and been the star
and I can't control it?
Yeah,
and I think that's a fair theory. So I don't know, 2018 is going to be really interesting.
It is,
once we get to the end of it, and it could be maybe this is the year for critically acclaimed movies to just shine.
Give me more $5 million weird indie movies.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your support. Please, on the blog post of this, this episode, if you're listening on Patreon, using the internet
or in the Facebook group,
not using your RSS, tell us what movies you're most excited mm-hmm. about in 2018 or in the Facebook group. And thank you so much for your support. I am Jason, mild on 2018. And
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thank you so much for your support and have a great beginning to your year, our awesome super friends.